everyone. Welcome to today's episode of Heart, Home, Faith. I'm your host, Olivia, and as always, I'm so thrilled that you're tuning in. Today, I am joined by the host of the wildly popular podcast, 500 Seconds to Joy, Stephanie Clarice. Stephanie is an incredible witness to what a simple thing can turn into. Stephanie is peeling back the layers of podcasting, how she got started, how she can help you, how she has been able to use her podcast to build up God's kingdom, and how she has used her podcast to really allow for ecumenicism or faith conversations across denominations. I hope that you enjoy this episode as much as I did. Let's dive right in. Hi, Stephanie. Thank you so much for being on Heart, Home, Faith.
Hey, Olivia. I'm excited to be here.
I'm so excited. So seeing your face is awesome. I feel like we know each other
from our
Instagram friendship, but this is always fun to see the other person's face, even if the background is mom life chaos,
right?
Still, it's fun. It's so fun. So I'm talking today with Stephanie Clarice from 500 Seconds to Joy, an amazing Catholic Christian mama podcast. If you haven't checked it out, you need to. But I just wanted to talk to Stephanie today. She actually does some really cool things in addition to hosting her podcast. And so if you've ever considered starting a podcast, you want to follow Stephanie because she's really cool and she's made it a mission to help people with that particular mission move forward. But what I wanted to talk to you today about, Stephanie, is really just about like being a Catholic podcaster and how that journey has really changed over, you know, from when you started to where you are now. So I guess my first question to you is, I just want to tell everybody who doesn't already know, 500 Seconds to Joy is super successful. Did you hit 1 million downloads recently?
I wish. That is on my goal list for this year, 100,000 downloads.
Okay. See, I also don't like math. And so the number of zeros in my somewhat sleep deprived brain was a little bit foggy in my memory. But oh my gosh, 100,000 downloads is amazing. And you've been doing this for how long?
A little over a year. So I started in September of 2019. So it's been a year and 3 months, I guess. Yeah.
Wow. That is amazing. Okay. So that is like the epitome of podcast success right there, guys. But
it's all God.
Exactly. I was going to say, of course we know it's all God and that the mission is touching hearts, not actually building accolades for ourselves. But, you know, I'm really curious, what were you envisioning when you began 500 Seconds to Joy?
So funny you asked that because I was looking at the questions. I was like, yeah, what was I envisioning? Honestly, I just wanted to encourage other moms because I know you have this story too of postpartum depression and anxiety. And I got hit really hard after my first daughter and she's 4 now. And that was when I first had that little mustard seed of like, I want to start a podcast one day because it was so meaningful to me in my postpartum time. And then I thought, I want to be that person for somebody. Like, I want to encourage them. And I love encouraging people. I do it in real life. And then I realized I could do it on a podcast and reach more moms. And so I kind of just started by the seat of my pants. I was like,
don't we all?
Well, I want to start a podcast. And cool, Anchor's free. And I'm just going to start.
I
was like, I'm just going to start. I want to encourage moms. And I specifically wanted to encourage them in their faith and their family life, but I didn't get that specific at first. At first, I just thought, I want to encourage Christian moms. It was so broad and it's gotten a lot narrower over time, but that is still my main mission is kind of this broad, like, I encourage Christian moms. That's what I do.
I love that. The world needs that. And I mean, that's such a beautiful gift, especially to do it through a podcast, through audio. And I think, I mean, there's something, our priest, so you've really focused and honed in on being Catholic in this space pretty recently. But what I wanted to say is this, there's something funny about hearing what people say is different than reading it or different than seeing it. And so our priest was saying that, like, you know, they have little hymnal board and they change the numbers and someone always posts where the readings are, like what page in the hymnal. So you can follow along with the readings. And he's like, well, I'd never tell anybody to change it, but I wish they wouldn't do it because the word is supposed to be proclaimed. And so anyways, I just thought that was funny because, you know what, honestly, in busy mom life and chasing toddlers around pews, sometimes I have to, you know, read it, or I'm really glad that I used my Every Sacred Sunday Mass journal to read the readings in advance, because then I still know what I'm supposed to be hearing.
Yes, true.
I think there's something really wonderful about speaking and conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, we are conversational people. We're made for communion and community.
Yep.
So, you know, you can't have community without conversation. So
I agree.
Applaud you. Good job.
Oh, thank you. You too. I love what you're doing.
Oh, well, and it's pretty much the same.
I know. I love that we have similar missions.
Absolutely. But it's so fun because we each have our own unique life experience. We each have our own take on things. And, you know, just definitely we each have a message to share. And if God puts that on your heart, you don't need to worry that it's, you know, redundant, because it's not. Like, God's not going to, you know, God's not going to write the same story with two people. He doesn't do that. He writes a million different stories with each individual person. So I think it's awesome too. All right. So my next question, because you kind of shared that, like, at first you were focusing on encouraging Christian moms, and then recently you've kind of gotten a little more narrow. And so now, as this Catholic woman in a Christian podcasting space, which I think is awesome, you really seem to do quite a bit of ecumenical work. So ecumenicism is talking with people of other Christian faiths and, you know, sharing the good news, sharing how God is working in our lives, because he works in all of our lives, no matter what denomination we might be. And so a lot of times you interview many Christian guests. So I guess I'm really curious about how the idea of being the Catholic podcast lady, how is that important to your identity and your mission? I love that, by the way.
Thanks. You know who gave that to me? I hopped on a free discovery call with Sterling J, who is incredible. And she had the podcast Coffee and Pearls. And anyway, she really helped me with that. She's a business coach now, Catholic business coach. I definitely want to give her a plug. And so she kind of just said, you know, why are you shying away from being Catholic? And it wasn't that I was shying away from it. I mean, I'm proud to be Catholic. I just didn't want anyone to feel like they weren't welcome. And so I love to be friends with people who don't have any faith, who have a mustard seed, you know, like there's something there, but they're not sure. And they're kind of exploring it. Friends who are other Christian denominations and friends who are very deeply Catholic. So I really have all different types of friends, and I love that. And I feel like God's always called me to be that person. And so when I started the podcast, I knew I wanted it to connect with anybody who loved Jesus, and they didn't need to be Catholic. And so that was kind of my mission, was to not make it just for Catholics. But then, because being a Catholic is so important to my own identity, I realized that when I wanted to help other people start their podcast, other Christian moms, that I also wanted to say, hey, if you're a Catholic mom, I can help you in like a really specific way, because I'm Catholic too. And I started my podcast too. And I'm a mom of two little ones, soon to be three. And like, I get it. I get the busy mom life. I'm a full-time stay-at-home mom, and I do all these things during nap time. And on one evening a week when my husband watches the kids, and, you know, I make it fit into family life, but my family life and my faith still come first. So I feel like I have a unique kind of perspective of starting a podcast and running kind of like a ministry business sort of thing. Like they're both, it's both. I consider 500 Seconds to Joy a ministry and a business because I do charge for my podcast coaching time, but I also give away my time. Mm-hmm. And I also do a lot of things just because I love to and I want to give. So I guess all of that to say that I want to appeal to any Christian mom, but I also want to be really clear that I'm super Catholic. Mm-hmm. And I love being Catholic. And I want people to see me as the Catholic podcast lady, the one who, if you have this idea in your heart, if you have this message and you want to start your podcast, or maybe you started and you don't see it growing as much, like I'm your gal. I'm the one that you come to like work some things out. And I hop on free calls with people and I love doing that. And, you know, I want it all to be about giving God glory though. So that definitely is my main mission. So as long as you're about that and that's what you want, like, I want to work with you. So that's why I say I work with everybody who loves Jesus. But I'm super Catholic. So I always realize like that is still at the core of who I am.
Right.
And I've been working on like being more, transparent about that mm-hmm. and proud, but then also just saying you're still welcome here. Exactly. As long as you love Jesus, like you're going to love hanging out and working with me and listening to the podcast. And then maybe you'll learn something about the Catholic faith. That's also a goal of mine.
Yeah.
Just interviewing people that, you know, I learn stuff all the time. I don't know it all.
Yeah. So, none of us do.
Right. Like there's so much depth and richness and it's just an amazing faith. But yeah, I love connecting all the Jesus lovers. I'm like, let's all hang out. Let's get in a room. Let's chat.
Post COVID. Not yes, right now. You can't do that in California.
Let's chat in a Zoom room.
I know. Oh man. It's funny, but I was thinking about how, I've been taking these courses through Franciscan University of Steubenville and mm-hmm. these professors, I think I've had two professors that have specifically in their lectures come out and said, like, I owe so much about, you know, like my falling in love with Jesus to my Christian, not Catholic friends, you know, mm-hmm. and so I think there's so much to be said about, you know, opening those channels of communication and saying like Jesus is Lord for all of us. And, yes. you know, knowing that Catholicism is the fullness of the truth, but that doesn't mean other people don't have parts of it or can't bring you deeper into a part of the truth. And so I think that's just mm-hmm. really beautiful. And I really just applaud the whole idea of really being transparent and authentic, but also welcoming everybody. In fact, at my parish, our parish like slogan. Do parishes have slogans? I don't know.
I think that's right.
our parish slogan is actually always loved, always welcome. Meaning like it doesn't matter if you are, you know, 30 years removed from the faith. If you walk in those doors, we want you to feel the love of God and to know you're welcome here.
Yes.
And so I think that's just a beautiful, it kind of coincides with your particular mission too. All right. So, I wanted to ask, because you mentioned about podcast coaching, but you know, in addition to running and hosting your podcast, you podcast coach. So can you tell everybody listening about podcast coaching and like how it helps people and how it aligns with your mission and your ministry?
Sure. So first, anybody who wants to start a podcast, I have a free resource. So I always want to tell people that, like, you don't need to pay if you don't want to. You don't need to, like, you know, shell out hundreds of dollars to start a podcast. I did it for free and I figured it all out on my own. And that's why I put this guide together, because this is what I wish I'd had. Mm-hmm. And so this is my gift to people. So anybody listening who wants to start a podcast, who who feels like maybe they're called to that, I would say definitely number one is sit in prayer with God and make sure like that is what he's calling you to. And number two, make sure you have space in your life to do it, because it does take some time each week. Mm-hmm. And then number three, my guide is just like super straightforward, all the basics, everything you need to know. I'll get you the link, but it's bit.ly/3weeks to launch. So the number three and then weeks to launch, because I kind of break it down by week. Like each week is, you know, a checklist of things to do. It's really detailed, and it certainly takes more than 3 weeks for, I would say, 75 to 80% of people. It's only if you've already kind of hashed out like everything that you want to do and you're like ready to go, and you just kind of need someone to like guide you and say, do this, do this, do this. Then maybe 3 weeks would work, but most people do it in about 6 weeks. Okay. So don't be scared by that 3 weeks to launch thing. But yeah, for coaching, so people that feel like they want a little extra one-on-one support, that's where I come in with my podcast coaching. So again, I also have a free 20-minute like first call just for somebody that maybe feels like, oh, I think this is right, but what about this? Or what about that? And what do you think about this title? And, you know, what should I download? And, you know, like I said, Anchor, that's the app to download, where you can go to anchor.fm on your web browser. Super simple,
so
really
easy,
really easy and free. I love it. I've been using it over a year. I love it. I have had no issues, even though it's free.
It's good.
It's incredible. It's incredible. It's such a great resource. I want to tell everyone about it. So yeah. So those kinds of questions, like what do I use, and the tech stuff and the mic. And those are some of the questions that I talk about with, you know, people on the 20-minute call. And then sometimes it's like mindset stuff, because a lot of what stops us from starting something God has called us to is really our mind. Mm-hmm. Like we just kind of say, oh, we can't do that, or I'm not qualified, or who would even want to listen to me? Like, no one cares about me. I mean, that's a total lie. But that's something that as humans we face. We face these lies, and we have to combat them with scriptural truth and just also trusted people that can speak the truth to us. So that's kind of what I do in that first call. And I jam a lot into 20 minutes, and then I tell people about my coaching packages. So I do like 45-minute calls or hour calls. I've talked to people for an hour and a half, like basically, you know, let's hash out everything. Mm-hmm. Like they went through the guide and now they're like, okay, let's go through all my questions. And what about these episodes, and how do I schedule them? And, you know, just all these questions that come up.
Absolutely.
And so that's kind of what I do with coaching, and it's really fun, and I enjoy cheering people on. And I think a lot of times when you're wanting to start something new, you just kind of need a cheerleader and also some technical support. Yes. Mm-hmm. But a lot of what I do is encouraging people again, and that's what the coaching is. And then I'm also available in the DMs on Instagram at 500 Seconds to Joy Podcast. Or email, like email me, just email me a question. Hey, Steph, I want to start a podcast. What do you think about this title? And then I'll respond. Like, I'm going to respond right away because I'm a busy mom. Yeah. But I will respond to you. Don't worry. Exactly. So,
I love hearing from people on DMs and Gmail. And it is fun. It's so fun.
I love it. I love supporting people.
I think I hear my 2-year-old yelling at me that she used the potty successfully. So
perfect.
Oh, here she is. Yes, Pascal, I'll give you your treat in a second. So anyways, this is just busy mom life, is that, you know, we are several hundred, maybe even 1,000 miles apart. So right? We're in different time zones. So but we kind of had the best time that could work, and sometimes might have people interrupt our little people interrupt
always.
Our podcasting.
Yes.
I figure most of my listeners are moms. They can't mind too much. So anyways, now my
they don't mind.
Here, just crawling around, and it's messy down here, but whatever. Okay. So the last question that I have for you, Stephanie, and I ask most of my guests this, if I remember, is, and there's no wrong answers, what is your favorite thing about Catholicism? I absolutely love this question.
Definitely the Eucharist.
Okay.
I have to go with the Eucharist, which is the obvious one, but I have to go with it because, I mean, it's the only faith that we believe Jesus is there, like truly present. You know, we get to experience him, you know, coming into our bodies, literally in the Eucharist. I mean, it's just incredible. It's mind blowing. Mm-hmm. And I once heard that, I don't know if it was a saint or I don't know who it was that said this, but if we really believe Jesus was there, like we'd want to be there every day if we could. And again, no pressure because we're young moms, but you know, when we go on Sunday, like just knowing that Jesus is really there, he's really present. Like it's the most incredible gift. And I think as I've been Catholic, I kind of had a reversion to the faith too. I know you talked about that. It's just the best gift. The best gift I could ever ask for.
Absolutely. So I've got my children crawling around all over me right now and my 5-year-old yelling down to the 2-year-old about that. Like, I can get your potty trainy treat. I was like, okay. This is just craziness right now, but it's okay.
Goodness.
I'm laughing because
this is my life.
I told you I had a limited amount of time before anarchy ensued, yes, but it's ensuing and that's just life. But what I wanted to say is that, like, the Eucharist is so beautiful, and the Eucharist is a huge part of my reversion to the Catholic faith, and it's just an incredible, incredible gift, and so I really think that people don't understand how beautiful the Eucharist is and how intimate it is. So one of the things that I do also in addition to this is I'm a team member for Spoken Women. And so, I'm excited. I just started, I do Instagram copy for them a couple times a month. So I write posts for them.
Nice.
So follow Spoken Women on Instagram if you enjoy Heart Home Faith. But the other thing is that occasionally I do a guest podcast for them. So I did a guest podcast for them and it's about the intimacy of the Eucharist and how that really mirrors marital intimacy and how that brings forth fruit. We know through marriage, the fruit is children, but through intimacy with Christ, the fruit is creativity. And it's anyways.
That's beautiful.
Yes, I forget what I titled it initially, but then they retitled it scandalously to be sex, creativity in the Eucharist, which I was like, cool, we can go with that. But it was just funny. So I also love, love, love the Eucharist. And I'm just so excited. Like anybody who has a love for the Eucharist will just understand that it just breaks your heart when people don't appreciate
it. And yes,
it also changes your life. Like 20 it minutes does. Of adoration will change your life. Like even if you only once, but having that intimate connection with him, being able to visit his body, blood, soul, and divinity in a physical flesh form.
Amazing.
Under, of course, the, I guess, guise of bread, but still, we have it all, which is beautiful. So
I know it's so amazing.
Love the Eucharist. But for those of you who are like, I love being Catholic, but my favorite thing about it is the rosary. That's cool. Your answer's not wrong.
Totally cool. I love the rosary. I love the Bible. I love, you know, devotion to Mary, like the fact that we get to have an intercessor. I mean, there's so many things.
An entire communion of intercessors, really.
Yes, we have all the saints. I mean, it's amazing. It's just an amazing faith that we have. What a blessing. It's a gift.
It absolutely is. All right. Well, my children have totally descended into chaos upstairs. I'm going to go try to bring order out of chaos and succeed very minimally. But I think it's time for me to send them all outside for an hour until it's dinner time. But thank you so much for being on with me today. I apologize for the interruptions and appreciate your professionalism throughout that.
No it's problem. Interruptions are equivalent to mom life. It's just like they're one and the same.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much. It's been an absolute honor to have you on. Thank you.
Thanks, Olivia.
All right. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Heart Home Faith and for listening to what Stephanie had to share. If you're interested in starting a podcast, please find Stephanie online, 500 Seconds to Joy, and she can help you. She is an amazing resource and there is space in this realm for everyone. So if you have something to say, Stephanie can definitely help you get it out into the world. I am so grateful to Stephanie for allowing me to pre-record while I'm off snuggling my sweet baby boy. I can't wait until I'm ready to dive back in. But until next time, may you feel as loved as you are.